We are learning Mesechtas Pesachim, Daf Kuf Hei Amud Aleph, and we are starting three lines from the top at the end of a line. Rav Chananya. Rav Chananya bar Shlamya, v'talmide de Rav, havayasi v'sadasa. Rav Chananya bar Shlamya and talmide of Rav were sitting at a suda. V'koyi elai Rav Avnuna Saba. Rav Avnuna Saba was serving them. We had a few times already in this parak already how one of the Amoraim was serving. You see, it's a schus to serve to be the chum, even for Amoraim to serve to be the chum. The koyelah of Nuna Saba, he was serving our Chananya to be the Rav. Omrulei zil chazi imakdish yoyma. This was Friday afternoon. They were eating a suda, and so Omrulei. So the Tamidim was sitting there, and Chananya told Rav Avnuna, "You go check if it's dark yet, if it's Shabbos yet, imakdish yoyma and nafsik v'nikvul shabbosa. We will stop our suda and then start again for Shabbos." Similar to the Rav Yehuda Shita. Rav Yehuda Shita we had before is when someone's eating Friday afternoon, Rav Yehuda says you have to stop, bench, make kiddush, and then eat again, eat suda again. We had Rav Yaisi Shita was no, continue eating. Then we had Shmuel Shita. It was similar to Rav Yaisi. You don't have to bench, but you should be Paris map and make kiddush on the spot. So here it sounds like the Tamidim the Rav told Rav Nuna, go check if it's dark because we have to bench and then start again. Zil Chazi Miaktes Yemen Nafsek V'Nikvul Shabsa. Omaluhu. So he answered Rav Nuna, Loitzer Chisu. You don't need it. We hold like Shmuel. All you need is Paris Mappa. But he adds on some words. He says Shabsa Kava Nafsha. Shabbos itself is Kaveya itself. It makes itself Kaddish by itself and automatically happens without benching and starting again. Doma Rav. Because Rav said, "Kashem Shas Shabbos Kavas LaMaisa." The halach is that you only chayiv Maisa after the food is nigmar; it means it's grown enough, and it's already you're eating it b'derech kava. But if you eat derech arai, like you're just picking some fruit and eating it, the time like that, you don't have to take off Maisa. If you're eating a small amount, arai. Now the halach is, but Shabbos is different. On Shabbos, Shabbos is kaveya LaMaisa; it makes it kavua, and it's called kavua de gesuda, and you have to give Maisa then, and you're not eating without Maisa. So, Kashem says Shabbos Kavas Maisa, Kach Shabbos Kavas Kiddush. It also is Kaveh Le Kiddush. Now, what does this mean? It's a little hard to understand. If the Shaka of Tari was here, are you going like Rabbi Yehuda where you have to bench, or like Shmuel, you don't have to bench? So, what does that have to do with Shabbos Kavas Nafsha and Shabbos Kavas Maisa? So, the Chedushi Haran explains that just like if you're in the middle of eating a Suda of Maisa, of Arai, you don't take ma'aser. The minute Shabbos hits, the same meal, the same bite, you have to take ma'aser. Same thing here, when you're middle of the Suda on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, the minute Shabbos happens, it turns into a Shabbos Suda. It turns into a Shabbos Suda. And if you don't have to bench, you have to make Kiddush. But, and Shmuel says, if they kiddush, like to machmer a little bit, but it turns into a Shabbos Suda by itself. Shabbos Kavas Nafsha means the same Suda turns into a Shabbos Suda just by being Shabbos. Just like Kavas Nafsha. So that's what happens. That's halach by kiddush that you have to make kiddush and it automatically turns to Shabbos suda. Sava minei, they thought that kihechi the kavel of kiddush, just like Shabbos is kavei automatically chi of kiddush. Kach kavel avdallah. The same halacha comes to avdallah that if you're in the middle of shal shudas and it comes night, you got to stop, make avdallah, and then you continue. That's they thought. Amur amram hachi amarav le kiddush kavas v'loy avdallah kavas. You don't have to, it's Kiddush is Kavas Kol Shabbos, but not for Havdalah. And therefore, Nafkamina is like this. You don't have to Paris Mappa then. If, according to the first, the Havamina was, you have to be Paris Mappa in order that you should make Havdalah, then continue eating Achilas Chol, because Havdalah is Kavas. Now we're saying, in a Kavas, once you started, you could continue. And Rashi explains like this. Havdalah in a Kavas, Dr. Rashbam, the Kivin Shahischa Basuda Shabbos by Yodim, he started Suda Shalashodas by Yodim, Zehu Kavoy Shabbos. That's Kavod Shabbos to finish after Hirshah, and after you finish, you make Havdalah. So you continue eating Shalosh Shudas as long as you want, as long as you're eating the Kavod Shabbos, part of the Kavod Shabbos. That's only Gavi not stopping. You can't start Shalosh Shudas after you're ready Chayiv and Havdalah. After it's dark, you can't start Shalosh Shudas. Umifsek nami lo yamaron. And this halacha that you continue eating is only if you're eating. That means if you sat down to drink, let's say wine, on the Shal Shudas, he's saying you're drinking wine for Shal Shudas. You can't continue drinking after it's dark. You have to stop and eat Havdalah. No, if you wash, it's good. Taisus speaks out. Taisus aval shasia. Small taisus. You can see that taisus. Pirish shasia beloy suda. The imba kviyas chem afsekinon. But if you wash, you can, then it's part of the suda. But then, but the question you ask is a good question. Aruch Hashulchan clarifies, what about if you're eating mezonos or peiros? Could you continue eating? And he says, no. That's only if you wash. But if you sat down to some cake and then it turned into ben hashmos already, where it's a suffix, if you're allowed to eat after Avdallah, you have to stop eating. You can't eat. Only if you wash, you can eat. Lamai said there is a tshuva sherit levi chelik ches, simul lamavav, says that if you're eating cake for shalos shudas, then you can continue eating. That's if he wants a taina. But it's not pashup shah. Pashup shah is like the Aruch Hashulchan, you're not allowed to eat. The nafmina is like this. A lot of times, the nilas achag, people want to eat nilas achag, but they don't want to wash because they don't have a chuyiv to wash because it's not shalos shudas. So they say, you know what, I'm not going to wash. I'll eat popcorn for nilas achag. Once it turns b'nash mashus, it's a big shah about eating. Because that already can't eat. You can't eat. Only can eat if you're part of a suda. Maybe part of a suda. That would be nafkamina la halacha. Come out like that. The shayla, if you share with the levi, could you say, just like with shalosh shudas, if I'm eating it for shalosh shudas, I'm allowed to eat it because kavod shavus, could I eat popcorn or kavod nilas chag? Pashtus not. Even if you share with the levi, but I and Shom, chelik ches, similar above, see if you can learn up something over there. Zog the Gemara vaita. So, v'shasiya nami lo yamara, on this day you can't drink, ela v'chamra v'shichra, only wine and beer. Avol mayo les lomba, you're allowed to drink water before Havdalah. And this is a very, people know this halacha, but the Kiddush, you're not allowed to drink water. Only for Havdalah, special heter, they're allowed to drink water before Havdalah. But not, what?
Shabbos morning.
Shabbos morning. You can never drink water before Kiddush. After you have Kiddush, you're not allowed to drink any water. You're not allowed to drink water or coffee, you're allowed to drink. You're only not allowed to drink coffee either. Before Shachar, it's not mechuyav Kiddush yet. That's where you're allowed to drink water, you're allowed to drink coffee, and if you're chayli, you're allowed to eat. But Grada Mishruz says Shvei Kiddush, if you're eating before davening, Grada Mishruz in the Viralaka passage Shvei Kiddush, but Al-Kaponim, there's no Chiyav Kiddush before Shachris. The reason why he says that you have to make Kiddush when you eat before Shachris is that if you have to eat before Shachris, so it comes out your Suda is allowed to be eaten before Shachris. So therefore, you're B'chayav in Kiddush. That's the Cheshbon of the Mishnah Berurah. But Al-Kaponim, you're definitely allowed to drink before Kiddush, but only before davening. Before Kiddush, you're not allowed to drink even water at night or by day. And the Shitas HaRashba holds that by day you could drink water, you could eat, b'chlal, not water, you could eat. This is Shitas HaRashba, we don't pass like that. But first Iran that says you're not allowed to eat or drink before Kiddush anything at all. But Havdalah you're allowed to drink before Havdalah, water, only water. Amalei, this is a deek, and it could be juice as well. It could be. You have to look into the svarim. Could have a chamra or shichra, but it could be like a concentrated, a concentrated apple juice. Could be has dinam maya. That's a shaila in the paiskim. Zog the Gemara, pliga the Rav Huna. The Rav Huna, this thing that we're saying, let's drink water for Havdalah, is not like Rav Huna. Rav Huna chazlu gavra shasam maya kodem Havdalah. Rav Huna saw this person drinking water before Havdalah. Amalei, the mistafim marma askara. You're not scared of getting the sickness called askara. The Torah made the Rav Akiva kol atoyim klum koyim shi'avdil. Anyone who tastes anything, eats anything before Havdalah, misas of askara, he gets this misa of askara. And Rabbanon de Rav Ashi lekaptim ayi. They also wear makban amaya, and that's why Paskin, you're allowed to drink water before Havdalah. But what comes out lalcha ma'is from these halachas are: first of all, water you're allowed to drink before Havdalah. Second of all, if you start a suda, you're allowed to continue it into the night. But if it's not a suda of pas, if it's a suda of drinking, or we said aruch hashulchan mezonos or peiros, then you have to stop and make Havdalah. Ba'imnei Ravina Rav Nachman Yitzchok mishlei kiddush be'erev Shabbos. If someone forgot to make kiddush Friday night, ma'oshi kashvel koyem kula, could you make kiddush the whole day tomorrow? It could happen if someone, let's say Purim was Friday, and he got drunk, and he fell asleep, and he didn't wake up until the next morning. Now he didn't make Kiddush. What should he do? Is he allowed to make Kiddush in the morning? So that was the Shaila. Amalei, mit the Amri Ber Achia, Mishloi Hivdol Matzah Shabbos, Mavdol HaKol Shabbos Kuloi. Since we have Allah, we're going to have later on in the parak, that someone didn't make Havdalah, Matzah Shabbos, he can make Havdalah the entire week, which in Mar says means till Wednesday. You can make Havdalah till Tuesday evening, till Wednesday. So just like you can make Havdalah till then, Hakinambi, Mishlei Kiddush Be'erev Shabbos, B'Kadosh Be'el Koyim Kuloi. Someone didn't make Kiddush on Erev Shabbos, can make Kiddush all Shabbos. What's the Dimyan? He's saying like this. Just like you really should make Havdalah by Yetzias of Shabbos. And Shabbos leaves, you'll take Havdalah. Well, might we give you extended time, even though it's not managed by Yetzias. Same thing by Shabbos. You're really supposed to make the Kiddush when Shabbos comes in. But if you miss it, as long as it's still Shabbos, still Shaykhah Shabbos, you can make Kiddush.
You make Friday night?
Yeah, you make a Friday night Kiddush next morning. The next day you make a Friday night Kiddush because you have to have that Kiddush. So that's the halacha of the Gemara that you have to make. You're glad to make Kiddush Kol Yom Kula. Eisvei Leila Shabbos VeYom Tov Yeshem Kedusha Al Kois. Friday night and Yom Tov night, there's Kedusha Al Kois. which means a regular full-fledged Kiddush. V'yesh b'mazkar b'rechus ha'mazayin. And by b'rechus ha'mazayin, you have to say Yalv Yavoy by benching a yontiv, and Ritzei on Shabbos. But day, Shabbos v'yontiv by day, ein b'em kedush al kais, there's no Kiddush, which means Rashbam explains it's only by a priyagaf, there's no full Kiddush. V'yesh b'mazkar b'rechus ha'mazayin, but there is askar of Yalv Yavoy and Ritzei in b'rechus ha'mazayin. If you hold that you didn't make Kiddush on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, and you can make the whole entire Kol Yom Kuloi, so Shabbos Yom Tov not be Mishkach Aslud Yesh Mekdush Alakai. It's possible by day to have Kiddush Alakai, it's regular Kiddush. How? Do you like Kiddush Morta? You know how it's possible? If you make Kiddush last night, Mekash Lomachim, make Kiddush tomorrow. So you see, it is possible. So why saying that in this Brayse said you don't make Kiddush by day? It is possible if you fall asleep and you get drunk. A Malay, no, the Eloi Katari. We're not talking about funny cases. We're talking about a regular case. There's no kiddush by day, only kiddush by night. Avad, it's possible. But that's not the Bryce is telling us. Bryce is telling us that at night there's kiddush and there's askara. And by day there's no kiddush, real full-fledged kiddush, and there is askara. We're not talking about a case of the E.